Good morning. A fair amount of clouds to start the day across interior New York and New England behind the trough of low pressure and storm system that brought all the showers and thunderstorms to the region yesterday and last night. We're even seeing a couple of spotty showers rolling across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, drifting into the Green Mountains of Vermont early on. So a few spotty showers are in the forecast for early this morning. Otherwise, the clouds will start to break up as high pressure builds in during the course of the day. With that, we will see increasing sunshine. Temperatures will remain below normal for this time of year, but be in the pleasant middle and upper 70s for daytime highs. That high pressure center will lock itself in over top of us tonight with mostly clear skies. Lows will be back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. With that high overhead, we'll continue to see plenty of sunshine for the day on Tuesday. Some clouds will mix in with highs once again in the upper 70s. A couple of disturbances, one off the East Coast and another pivoting through southern Canada, will combine to produce a few more clouds for the day on Wednesday. Still, it should stay dry with both systems a little bit farther away and high temperatures close to 80. Same setup on Thursday with a system to the north and another one to the south with partly sunny skies in the upper 70s. By Friday, another disturbance will head in our direction. We'll introduce at least the chance of a shower or thunderstorm associated with it, but still plenty of sunshine during the day and highs into the lower 80s. That system will be a bit closer to us for the weekend, so still the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms both days, otherwise partly sunny, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front gradually pushing its way through the south will usher in cooler temperatures and also trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. By tomorrow, the front will become stationary and a wave of low pressure will form near the Carolina coast, causing easterly flow to develop and force temperatures to remain below normal in the southeast. This front will then become the focus for daily episodes of showers and thunderstorms that are forecast to produce heavy rain totals later in the week. Meanwhile, in the Pacific Northwest, an influx of monsoonal moisture from the south will help cool down temperatures across interior sections, breaking the recent spell of excessive heat. The associated rainfall is a welcome sight to the drought-stricken West, but downpours associated with some thunderstorms are capable of producing heavy rainfall rates that could trigger areas of flash flooding. Locations most at risk for flooding are where antecedent soil conditions are overly saturated or near burn scars. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain showers and fog, 43 degrees, with a northwest wind at 25, gusting to 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 58, 100% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley and Palm Springs, California, to a low of 34 at Berthoud Pass, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, increasing sunshine in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 64, that's 9 degrees below normal. 42 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month of August so far, that's 28 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 24.49 inches for the year, which is 1.26 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1975, and the record low, 45, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. An early morning shower, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, the risk of an early morning shower, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Wednesday, partly sunny on Thursday in the upper 70s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and partly sunny for Saturday and Sunday with the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms both days and highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.